Florida, illegal alien accused of murdering 3-year-old nephew whose illegal alien mother abandoned him in U.S. by John Binder on March 12, 2026. An illegal alien, released into the United States by the Biden administration, is accused of murdering his 3-year-old nephew after the toddler's illegal alien mother abandoned him in the United States when she was deported in January. Illegal alien Samuel Antonio Maldonado Erazo was arrested and charged with manslaughter in Escambia County, Florida, this month. According to police, Maldonado Erazo had recently taken custody of his 3-year-old nephew after his sister, Wendy Esther Hernandez Reyes, was deported on January 26 of this year and chose not to bring her son with her. Police said Maldonado Erazo brought his nephew to work with him and ignored signs that the toddler was in severe distress. The boy went into cardiac arrest, and someone called 911. The boy died at a nearby hospital from physical abuse he sustained, allegedly at the hands of Maldonado Erazo. Police said the boy's injuries included at least 17 strikes to the head, extensive bruising all over his body, intentional burn marks on his skin, a broken collarbone, a transected pancreas from blunt trauma, and several broken ribs, including one that was detached from his spine. "This crime is absolutely sickening," Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Acting Director Todd Lyons said in a statement. "This little boy suffered extensively and died when his mother abandoned him to Maldonado Erazo's care. And Maldonado Erazo himself is an illegal alien who never should have been in this country in the first place. I encourage parents to self-deport with their children. But even if they choose not to do that, ICE gives them the opportunity to be removed with their kids. But despite that option, Reyes chose to leave her son here with a violent murderer who took his life," emphasis added. ICE officials said Maldonado Erazo first crossed the southern border in August 2021 and was released with his young daughter into the U.S. by the Biden administration. Maldonado Erazo's wife has also been taken into ICE custody while their children are in the care of the Florida Department of Child Services. Maldonado Erazo remains in Escambia County Jail, and ICE agents have lodged a detainer against him, seeking custody if he is released at any time. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.